In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ashlam. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Steve.
Celebrating our 38th year on the air, America's longest running radio food show. And I'm sorry the show was not yesterday.
Oh, why?
Because we could have celebrated National Croissant Day.
Isn't every day National Croissant Day?
Oh, well done. Well done.
It is for me.
Well, we wanted to celebrate for just a few minutes by tasting some croissant. I have two of them in front of us. And these were baked by the fine bakers of Pascaline Bakery in Santa Rosa, California. And the owner, Chef Didier Ajorge, is on the phone with us to chat a bit about croissants. Good morning, Didier.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
So thank you so much for joining us for a belated Happy Croissant National Croissant Appreciation Day. When did you first have your first croissant?
I got my first croissant probably before I could walk. For sure. For sure.
I mean, are all French children fed croissants?
Well, yes. It's anchored in you know, our way of life. Those pastries, you go and get your baguette, you get your little croissant, that's your little treat, that little small white bag or bigger bag as you get older. And, you know, you party, you get out of the club, and you go before the bakery open, you go in the back and get dozen of croissants right off the oven. And so I still have fond memories of those moments of sweetness.
So when did you first start to learn how to make croissant?
Well, 1979, so I'm old, culinary school in Burgundy. We had viennoiserie classes with Monsieur Louret. I will never forget this gentleman. The pastry chef, and who taught us all the secrets of lamination and the rest, and how do you respect butter and the way you sift your flour and to make those wonderful dough and the way it rises in the oven, you know, that magical part when you see it, you know, rising in the oven. So, yeah, it started in 1979.
Wow. And when did you come to the States?
I came to California January 2001, first at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in San Francisco, and then I made my way to beautiful Sonoma County a few years later, working for that famous winery, Charles Hill Winery, not to name it, and I've been in Santa Rosa for the last 20 years, and I love it.
Well, so did you go directly from the Ritz-Carlton up to Sonoma County?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. Well, and then when did you start Pascaline Bistro Patisserie?
So I started Pascaline in 2014, and we have been going strong since. We do a lot of wonderful things besides the pastry and the little bistro menu, open every day, 8 to 4. And we do a lot of catering, in-house catering. If you want to have your birthday party dinner at Pascaline, we can do that. We also do a lot of weddings and a lot of events for wineries, food and wine pairing, large events, non-profit. So we do a lot. Yeah, well, we love to cook.
And you have these wonderful themed dinners, I know, at the Santa Rosa Montgomery Village Pascaline.
Indeed. As I say, passion drives us. So I think the next one is Nowruz, the Persian New Year. So we're going to do that again this year in March. We have done Basque, Spanish, Burgundy, Singapore, Indian, Persian. I mean, we love getting on the at the office and talk about what we could do and get our travel to inspire us to do some new thing, Malaysian food or... Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Our customers love it. We book from one to the other. We have our little family of loyal customers who follow us, who bring their friend. The family is growing, and I love it. I think it's what a best way.
So we have the butter croissants in front of us. What is the best-selling croissant at Pascaline?
Almond croissant, by far.
Almond. More than chocolate. I would have thought chocolate.
Yes, actually, the almond croissant Yeah, people are saying that's the best in town. They keep on coming. They want more. We do more. So yeah, it is.
It is a delicious almond croissant. I have had it. I am a purist myself. I love the classic butter croissant, and we are eating one now, and it is.
Well, that's why we have to have two people on the show, because one has to talk and one can eat some of these croissants.
That's a good combination.
And what do you eat in the morning? Do you still eat a butter croissant? Do you eat? What do you eat?
Well, I just got a resin roll like 8 minutes ago. So I, you know, that's my job. I also need to make sure everything is right. So I always leave. Last night we did a tasting for a wedding. So we spent 2 hours cooking different things for a wedding in a few months. And so I look at what's left, and I always pick one or two. And that, so this morning I got that very good resin roll, actually. Very good.
So, Didier, how did you come up with the name Pascaline?
So Pascaline, you know, you start your business and then you have that to-do list and everything to do. And so the name, I have a few names in mind that sounded a little French, but I didn't want to overdo it. And and then my sales director one day said, oh, so what about the name? I said, well, I don't know. I was like, well, Didier, that's not going to work. You have a middle name? And I said, yes, my middle name is Pascal. Oh. Well, she said, then that's easy. We're going to do Pascal and Céline, the pastry chef at the time.
Oh.
And that's going to make Pascaline. I'm like, done. Perfect.
Perfect.
And that's the story of that name.
So do you have the one location in Santa Rosa, or do you have another location?
No, we run both locations. We had one in Sebastopol where we started our brick and mortar little bistro and patisserie. Then we closed this one in 2023, and now we are focusing in Santa Rosa, bigger production facility, where our weight used to be.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's tucked in, little gem tucked in on the periphery of Montgomery Village. So Santa Rosa for now.
All right, give it a try. Pascaline Bistro en Patisserie, a croissant that's worthy of being included in any discussion of great croissant. They also have full lunch menu, catering, and special events, too. It's right near Montgomery High School, right off Farmers Lane. It might be a little difficult to find, but it's worth seeking out.
Lovely spot.
Thank you, Didier. Nice talking with you this morning.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Steve. Have a wonderful day.
And we'll talk again, if not now, then next National Croissant Day, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I will come and eat them with you.
All right.
Wonderful.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Bonne journée.
Today is the Bodega Bay Clam Chowder Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets sold out a couple of weeks ago. So don't expect to go out and eat clam chowder. But because it's sold out, Emily has graciously provided us three of Chef John Ash's outstanding chowder recipes. And I don't know if all three of these are in the fish and seafood cookbook that John wrote, but we have them on the KSRO website right now. It's kind of chilly in the evening. Mm-hmm. Perfect time for chowder. What are the three, Emily?
Well, I did do one from, and this is, I just have to say, it's so fun to be able to keep my dad's legacy alive and keep everyone cooking with his recipes. So one is from the Hog Island cookbook, the Hog Island Clam Chowder. It's somewhat of a classic, but, you know, why mess with a classic? It's got the celery, you've got the fresh thyme, a little bacon, potatoes, all the good stuff. Highly, highly recommend. It's pretty delicious.
And the cool thing about this chowder, it is not thickened with flour.
Right. Yeah.
That's the key.
And I think when you don't thicken it with flour, don't you think you taste all the ingredients just so much more? You get the clams, you get the herbs, all that stuff.
Yeah, the flour is, to me, cheater clam chowder.
Yeah, and it kind of just mucks it up.
It does.
The next one we've got is a Manhattan clam chowder. Are you a fan?
Yeah, if there's no other traditional New England, I'll have it.
I know. I'm kind of in the same boat, but boy, I've worked at quite a few places that had both. And they were neck and neck in sales.
Oh, really?
You know, I worked on Fisherman's Wharf for a while when I was a teenager, and they, people love it. And,
no,
and
I'm sorry, green peppers, carrots, tomatoes, and it's just not my type of flour.
It's not either, but this one does look like a pretty tasty recipe.
Sure.
It's, you know, still all the good stuff in there. A little onion, as Steve mentioned, a little green pepper, of course, some tomato. making it the reddish colors, kind of what changes things up there. And then one a little out of the box, I guess, an Asian clam chowder, which sounds totally delicious to me right about now. Baked potato, again, you still have your bacon. This one's got a little fennel, a little Thai green curry paste, some coconut milk. Yeah, really delicious.
All three of those on the KSRO website now. Just go to the KSRO website and scroll down to the Good Food Hour, and you'll see all the great recipes that we've posted over the last 25, 30 years. And make one of these in honor of Chef John Ash. Thank you, Emily.
You got it.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to go from the coziness of Sonoma County to the eastern seaboard of the United States, the Atlantic seaboard, and look at some really good and taste some remarkable wines made with our hybrid grapes.
Yes.
And also our vernifera, our European both, as we welcome both guys, Vice President and President of the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Commission. That's coming up next.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
Hi, I'm Rachel, ultrasound technologist for Sonoma Vein. I see patients with leg symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, restless legs, itchiness, or pain. The most common thing patients say is they didn't know their symptoms could be treated and covered by their insurance plan. We pride ourselves on making patient visits convenient and educating them on what the procedures entail. Patients initially have an ultrasound, then consult with the doctor who reviews results and develops a customized treatment plan. Then Sonoma Vein handles the authorization process if their insurance requires it. My favorite thing about working here is developing relationships with our patients and getting to know them on a personal and professional level. I love seeing patients throughout their treatment say how much their legs have improved and how much better their quality of life is. If you have symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, itchiness, pain, or restless legs, Sonoma Vein would love to care for you. Call Sonoma Vein 636-8346 or visit sonomavein.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It's Steve Garner. It is Emily Ash Lamb in the KSRO kitchen this morning and wine tasting room. See, we're expanding it today.
We could really do a whole event here today.
Well, way back in 1973, long before many of our California wine appellations were even established, there was the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Association, which represented the wines, and still does, I believe, which are made in 17 eastern states. And so every January for the last 15 years or so, we have honored these wine regions with the tasting of wines made from grapes that are truthfully still somewhat a mystery to many of us, and even to me, even though I've tasted many of these interesting varietals over the last 15 years. And to that end, we want to welcome from the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Association the current Vice President Steve DeFrancesco. Steve, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Steve.
Nice to have you here. And
thank you.
I love your first name.
It's excellent.
And also Grant Crandall, who was the past president of the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Association, and Grant's been with us for a number of years.
That's right.
Nice to have you both here.
Absolutely.
Welcome.
Glad to be back.
Are you glad to escape the cold?
Absolutely. We actually had to get flights out here 2 days ahead of our original flight.
Yeah.
I ended up with one of the last two middle seats on the plane to get out to San Francisco.
Well, I'm glad you got out alive.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have to stay here a while.
Yeah.
What are the temperatures back in Virginia in that area now? 20, 25?
20s are the highs right now.
Yeah.
Wow. It hasn't gotten above freezing for the last 10 days.
So you guys come out every January or so.
Right.
And are you still part of the San Francisco Chronicle competition or judging or tasting or any of that?
No. Ann Vercelli, who's our West Coast representative, has been the assistant director for many, many years. And she runs the back room of the Chronicle. So that's our connection, although we've encouraged a couple of our wineries to participate in that, and we'll mention that today.
Okay, but the nice thing about these wines are they're wines that basically are hardly ever seen along the West Coast.
Absolutely. And varietals I've never heard of.
There's a huge industry of winemaking all over America, not just California and Washington and Oregon.
Sure.
And that was exciting when we first came to our attention. Can you name all 17 states?
Almost.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Start at Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont,
Massachusetts.
West Virginia, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, Delaware, Maryland.
Rhode Island.
Yes, Rhode Island. Virginia,
That's
North 10. Carolina, Georgia, Florida.
Pennsylvania, 13.
Pennsylvania,
14.
Well, what about Vermont?
Yes, Vermont, for sure.
Did we say Vermont?
Yeah, and West Virginia, and we said that?
Yeah.
Did that add up?
I think we're at about 14.
Okay.
Well, it's what most people think of as the East Coast.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. It's close enough, though. Isn't
close
it?
Enough. Yeah, right.
Okay, so Steve, what is your current position? Well, you are vice president, correct?
Yes, of the Atlantic Seaboard. And Grant is still president. But,
you are.
Yes, of course. And I'm retired from a big winery in the Finger Lakes of New York for 4 years, but I started a consulting business. So I'm busy every day, but not quite the pressure, and I don't have to stay on my ground as much.
Well, I was reading your bio because I have not met you before, and the wine bug kind of bit you during college. So this is a while ago.
In Florida, the hotbed. At the time of winemaking in the mid 70s, while I was in college, I was a plant science major.
Oh.
Thought I'd get into something. I thought I'd be working with tomatoes or citrus, but something agricultural and perhaps somewhat corporate. Not corporate in a bad way, but buyer type of a thing. And I got interested in wine working in a restaurant that had a very good wine list and a very knowledgeable owner. And I couldn't stop thinking about it. And so I was going to come to California, and I didn't make it. I stopped in the Finger Lakes and got married and had a kid who now has an orchard and grows apples and makes cider.
Boy, and you've worked in a lot of wineries over these last 40, 50 years.
Yes, I worked for Seagram's in the beginning.
Mm.
And that, in a roundabout way, the winery I was at became Mum Napa Valley.
Oh.
And the gentleman who was the plant manager at Mum is Guy DeVoe, and he built Mum Napa.
Oh,
and if you go there, you'll see they have the DVX sparkling wine. He was a very good sparkling winemaker from Epernay. And he came to the Finger Lakes for 20 years, and people forget to tell you that at the Mum Napa, but he was in the Finger Lakes for 20 years. And we're a very good area for sparkling because it's high latitude and it's cool, but the lakes moderate it.
Mm.
And we made very good sparkling wines from native and hybrid varieties, but then there were enough vinifers later on. So we're making it with Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and Chardonnay. And now it's Weigelt and some pretty exciting things. Gruner Veltliner, somebody's making sparkling.
We all know Gruner Veltliner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the first one, did you say Zweigelt?
Zweigelt, and it's spelled Z-W-E-I-G-E-L-T. It's an Austrian variety.
Wow.
You know,
And did you say a sparkling Gruner Veltliner?
Yes, sparkling Gruner Veltliner. Cool. I helped somebody put some up and as a consultant.
Nice.
So,
well, you have a lot of challenges growing on the East Coast that we really are kind of lucky not to have. You have high humidity. Mm-hmm. You have scorching summers. You have freezing below zero temperatures. Right. I mean, there's so many things that we have the luxury of kind of just, not that we don't have challenges out here, but really it's a walk in the park compared to what you have to
do. It's true. It's a more difficult circumstance altogether. Right. And the transition from winter to summer is much choppier. Mm. So we'll often have it get warm enough to bud, and then we'll have late frosts, and that challenges some of the species of grapes that we have. And then throughout the season, it rains. Right. And we have heavy rain and heavy winds towards the end of the season, and that's very difficult for certain grapes. That's why we don't do Pinot Noir, to speak of, for example.
That's too temperamental.
Yeah, precisely. Thin skin. Doesn't work.
Yeah. And to get it ripe enough to get some color, it splits. And the critters like it. So making it as sparkling, the growers like that because they bring it in earlier.
Oh, sure.
They can go with a little bit different crop levels, are appropriate for that. So that's very helpful. So
I made a list, Emily, of all the different varietals of wine, the different hybrids that John Ash and I tasted over the last 12, 15 years. Here they are. They're not alphabetized. Please correct my pronunciation if I'm saying these wrong,
all right.
Grant and Steve. Mm-hmm. Le Crescent.
Yes, Le Crescent.
Chambersan.
Well, that's a little more French than we normally say. Yeah. It's Chamberson.
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 Yeah. We're talking East Coast.
East
now.
Coast.
Okay. Is it Fredonia?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sounds like something the Marx Brothers comedy.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like the mayor of Fredonia?
Actually.
Okay. Traminette.
Right.
All right. Chardonnay.
Correct.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of
that
one?
Like a 50s band or something.
The Chardonnay.
The Chardonnays.
Yeah. Marquette.
Yep. We're going to have one.
We're going to have a Marquette.
We're going to have
that's
one.
That's exciting. A Norton. I remember Norton very well.
Of it.
Yeah, we're going to have a 50% Norton.
Oh, we are. Mm. Terrific. Yeah. Dornfelder. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a stand-up comedian.
Yep.
Dornfelder. Brianna.
Yep.
Nice girl's name.
Classic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Louise Swenson.
Yes. Oh, I got nothing.
Do you have anything to tell us about Louise Swenson?
That's the wife of the guy at the University of Minnesota who developed a bunch of these cold hardy, disease resistant hybrids. So he named one for his wife.
Smart guy. Exactly.
The woman behind the guy.
You know.
Did it right there. Louise. Melody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Another great. Let's see, Muscadry? M-U-S-C-A-D-R-Y? No?
That doesn't sound familiar.
Maybe I wrote it down.
This was after they had had a few of the wines.
Oh, hey, I know.
Here's one I just love because it sounds like a cheese. Lemberger.
Yes. We like to call it Blaufränkisch.
Right.
Oh.
Blaufränkisch?
Blaufränkisch is a name in Austria, and there's an obscure little town in Germany where they called it Lemberger in one little reference. And for some reason, a lot of winery owners think Blaufränkisch sounds scary to people. So Lemberger to me sounds more scary, as a matter of fact.
Because of the cheese.
I would agree. I don't know. They sound a little...
Yeah, so a lot of people are calling it Blaufränkisch, which means blue. Frankish would be from the west. Hoinisch would be from the east. So Frankish was considered a more... upscale kind of a thing.
I
don't think it actually did come from France or anything.
Well, if someone offered me a choice between, would you like a Blaufränkisch wine or a Lemberger?
Yeah.
I'd go for the Blau.
I think so too.
Here's one called Petite Mansang.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a sweet. I love that.
Absolutely.
Sound. Do we have a Petite Mansang?
Absolutely.
He's got one for us to taste today. Tannat. That's a red grape, isn't it?
Yeah, it's from southwest France originally, but it's the main grape in Uruguay. And actually, there's an annual meeting that rotates between southern France, Uruguay, and Virginia.
Wow.
About a conference on this grape.
Tannat, yeah.
Here's one, Vidal Blanc.
Yeah. That's
a white grape, isn't it?
That's a French-American hybrid. Mm-hmm. And that has as a parent Uni Blanc from Cognac, which I call Trebbiano. Actually, but it's appropriate for distilling too, and it's very good for ice wine because it's very sturdy.
And you make a lot of ice wine
In the Finger Lakes, in New York.
Got it.
We do, and the Niagara Peninsula has made ice wine. They're the standard for ice wine in the world now, even more than Germany and Austria.
Really?
Yeah, they make a lot of good ice wine.
And the final one I wrote down was Sauval Blanc.
Sauval Blanc. And that's a French-American hybrid, too, which has traditionally been pretty successful. And you'll find it in England over the past 70 years or so. In England, they're doing high-end sparkling in the southeast. In fact, Beaulanger has a winery, and they've released a sparkling English wine. But in the rest of the country, Sauval is very cold hardy. And
remarkable, isn't it?
It's really cool.
It's the wine that is crossed with Chardonnay to make Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite. Yeah. Already.
So which of these 17 states that you mentioned produces the most wine?
Well, New York State produces the most, and the Finger Lakes region within that is probably the best known. There are other areas as well. Mm-hmm. And then the other is Virginia. In terms of quantity, I take it back. The next one is Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the recognition, the main recognition is Finger Lakes and Virginia.
So they rank pretty high, the Virginia wines, don't they, and the New York wines, out of all these 17 states, would you say?
That's true.
Well, many of them are, but there's a concentration of wineries in the Finger Lakes, but across New York, and then in Virginia, there are two areas where there's a concentration of high-quality wineries, kind of a high barrier to entry because you've got to have some money to be there, just like in Long Island. So, but very good things happening in Virginia.
And where, can you give us a geographical orientation of where the Finger Lakes are?
Yes, it's about 5 hours from New York City, way in the central part, but toward Rochester and Buffalo. Okay. So we're pretty far west, actually. And Toronto is closer than New York City to us. So, and then there's, you know, a lot going on in the Niagara Peninsula, too.
Nice. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we're going to dive into some whites, some rosés, and I'd love my favorite category, other wines, which is cool. And then red wines, all grown in the states that are members of the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Association. It's 1973. Yeah, about your age, Emily.
But right about.
I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb in the KSRO winery today. And Steve and Grant are with us to guide us through our tasting. We'll be back right after this.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma. Zappelli's Auto Body and Collision stands for trust, family, and quality collision repair in Sonoma County.
Hi, I'm Samantha Zappelli. My father started our family legacy in 1958. For almost 7 decades, my family has been proudly serving Sonoma County.
And I'm Samantha's daughter, Brooke. As a third generation, I am proud to continue the Zappelli tradition. We keep the repair process simple and the standard high with competitive prices. All repairs are performed by certified technicians, and we work with every insurance company. For us, it's not just about the vehicles. It's about the integrity we put into everything we do.
For 67 years, families have trusted Zappelli's Auto Body to get them safely back on the road. And when your vehicle is ready, not only will it look great, but you'll also get peace of mind because every repair is backed by a lifetime warranty.
Zappelli's Auto Body, 4914 Sonoma Highway, online at ZappelliAutoBody.com. And remember, California law protects your right to choose the shop you trust. Zappelli's Auto Body, generations strong.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool Drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool Drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool Drops. Use as directed. VapoCool. Beware the buzz. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can transmit diseases like West Nile virus. But fear not. The key to staying safe is simple. Prevent those mosquito bites.
EPA registered insect repellents are your best defense. Safe for everyone, including pregnant women and kids. When selecting repellents, check for EPA registered active ingredients like DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus.
Don't let mosquitoes ruin your day. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Learn more at msmosquito.org.
Imagine walking through 70,000 square feet, all dedicated to pickleball. 17 indoor courts, 16 outdoor courts, 33 in total. Introducing Centerline 33, a brand new pickleball paradise in Rohnert Park. Soundproof courts, viewing platforms, a wellness spa, and recovery center. This is more than a club, it's a community. Don't wait. Secure your place today at centerline33.com. Centerline 33, where premier meets play and play meets passion.
You've got a huge event coming up. The food trucks are booked, the music's ready. But did you forget something?
Selfies?
Good guess, but how about protecting who you are and everyone there? Santa Rosa's SoCo Private Security brings peace of mind to everything from private parties to fairs and festivals. Our guards are licensed, insured, trained, professional, and dressed to make your event feel safe and special. Learn more at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
To the KSRO tasting room this morning. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ashlam, and we have Steve and Grant, who have come in from the Eastern Seaboard, the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Association. They're members of that organization that has been around since 1973, before most of our appellations even were thought of here in California. And we're going to do a guided tasting. Are you still doing the tasting at the Healdsburg Wine Library?
We are, this afternoon, 4 o'clock.
Today? Can listeners attend this event?
They absolutely can. You can walk up. There's no problem. The tickets are $35, but we're also authorized to give away a couple.
Oh, so we're going to give away a pair of tickets today, shortly before noon, and we'll let you know how to win those tickets. It'll be random. Yeah. How many wines are you going to taste at Healdsburg this afternoon?
24.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
All of which are award-winning.
Okay, get a designated driver if you're going to go to this. So it's from 4 to 6
That's correct.
This afternoon. It's on Center Street is the wine library, I think.
It sort of borders that. It's 139 Piper Street.
139 Piper Street. And the tickets are $35 and get them at the door.
Correct.
4 to 6 today.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's really cool. What's our first wine?
Lakewood Vineyards in the Finger Lakes, Gewürztraminer. It's somewhat tenor grape, but Gewürz means spicy in German. And there was the Traminer grape, and this was a spicier clone of the Traminer. And Traminer means that somebody from Tramin it's in the Sudtirol or Alto Adige of Italy, used to be the Austro-Hungarian Empire. They still speak German there. If you're from Tramin, you're a Traminer. If you're from New York, you're a New Yorker. If you're from Frankfurt, you're a Frankfurter. Couldn't resist.
It sounds like a stand-up borscht belt to me.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Well, we're near the Catskills.
Oh, you are near the Catskills.
Well, not that close, but there's some residual there, sorry. So Gewürztraminer is very spicy. It's tender to grow. It freezes sometimes right to the ground, so they have to be grafted, so we have to protect the graft union every year.
I don't think I've heard Gewürztraminer described as spicy before. Is that just me? I've heard them that they can be dry or sweet, that they can really go either way, but spicy is new.
Yes, it's got that spiciness, and the grapes are actually pink, but it makes white wine. So pink grapes or red grapes make white wine. Blue grapes make red. Sorry, I didn't get into that. botanically speaking. But anyway, Gewürz has that spiciness. It's famous in Alsace, France. And in Germany, it's not so famous, even in spite of the German sound.
I got to say, the nose on this is just like a, it's a glass of sunshine, and it's just bright.
Oh, that's
and
nice. You should write the copy
it
for
is.
This.
Yes. You know, it's maybe a little bit tropical. Maybe,
yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, a little pineapple-y, a little, yeah, yes. Is there, I don't know, like those, lychee almost or something kind of sweet. Yeah.
Lychee is a great descriptor, except people don't know what lychee tastes like.
It's true. So, although what, now lychee martinis have become quite
Oh, that helps. That helps. That helps. But you could write our back labels.
Anytime. I'm available.
Oh, my gosh. Excellent.
Commonly recommended with Asian food.
Yeah, yeah, or croissant. Not a bad pairing.
Oh, right. There you go.
That works, too.
Not a bad morning here at the KSRO kitchen. Yeah. And so, I think we're moving on to wine number two.
So there's Emily's glass. Why don't you pour hers first? Yep.
Want to talk about Petit Mansay?
Sure.
Yeah, and moving to another white here, it looks like.
Right. We're gonna do a Petit Mansay from Vent Hill Winery, which is in Virginia, about an hour and a quarter southwest of Washington, D.C. This particular producer is affiliated with two other sister wineries, and those three sister wineries had four golds in the very recent San Francisco Chronicle competition. This Petit Mansay is a grape actually from southwest France. It handles the rain and other problems that we have on the East Coast far better than some of the others. We can't do Sauvignon Blanc except in a few microclimates because it's not so hardy. So the alternative, if you want something on the brighter end of your white lineup, includes Petit Mansay or Albarino. This is the Petit Mansay.
Yeah.
But you don't grow Albarino, do you?
We do.
Well, you do grow
quite Albarino? Quite a little bit of Albarino.
Yeah, I
that. Like Albarino.
Yeah, Albarinos are nice. Nice alternative. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is wonderful. It's a little more voluptuous, I think, than the Gewürztraminer.
Yes. As the label suggests.
Yeah. Oh, would you describe the
There's
label?
There's sort of a pinup girl on the It would be the best way I can describe it. It's a I mean, I know you're not supposed to pick wine by labels, but it's really a pretty cute label.
Well, and if you're of a certain age, then you remember the artist Vargas that did Playboy magazine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. That's the kind of what she looks like. Not that I know. I've heard of it.
Right. Yeah.
That. Somebody told me about it, too.
They have that on the labels because this particular winery was a radio station during World War II that was at a very high point so it could handle all sorts of radio broadcasts. And that's sort of the fame of the winery. So they have all kind of pinup girls or other things associated with aviation in World War II.
It's a great label.
It's a great label.
Yeah. And this is the Vent Hill Craft Winery in Virginia. They're 100% Petit Mansay 2024. Did these wineries, the Lakewood Vineyards and also the Vent Hill, have tasting rooms?
Yes. Well, both? Lakewood, certainly.
Vent Hill does, too.
Yeah.
Oh, they both do.
A vast majority of them do, because unlike the West Coast, more than 70% of all the sales of all wine on the East Coast is direct to consumer, typically by folks coming to the winery, tasting, maybe joining the wine club, a lot of e-commerce that well. So it's one of the reasons we have not been hit as hard with the downturn in wine on the East Coast, because there's so much direct-to-consumer sales.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We finish the two whites and then the rest are reds. Is that correct? Steve Garner and Emily Ashlam in the KSRO tasting room today, welcoming Steve and Grant from the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Association, our annual get-together, our 15th annual in January.
If you're crazy about your pets and love your livestock, then it's time to visit us at Larson's Feed and Pet Supply. Hi, I'm Ken Larson.
And I'm Amy Larson. We have everything you need to keep your animals happy.
Nutritious pet foods and top-quality feed for your livestock. Horses, cows, goats, chickens, llamas, whatever you're raising.
At Larson's Feed and Pet Supply, we also have a wide selection of toys, treats, bedding, and accessories.
And when you need some expert advice, just ask. Our team can help you choose the right products.
Ranchers, hobby farmers, and devoted pet people make Larson's their only stop for supplying everything necessary for happy animals.
Stop by today and see why Larson's is a local favorite for everything feed and pet.
We're just west of Cotati on Gravenstein Highway and online at larsensfeedandpetsupply.com. Order online for in-store pickup or delivery.
L-A-R-S-E-N-S feedandpetsupply.com. We're open 7 days a week.
Larson's Feed and Pet Supply.
The days are shorter and it's colder, so we're spending more time indoors, which means we're really seeing what kind of shape our furniture is in. A little bit worn, outdated. Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams, and I'm about to brighten your day. Come with me to Cocus Deco. Nothing inspires like new custom upholstery. Now that I have new lighting from Cocus Deco, I can, as the song says, see clearly now. A new sofa, sectional, or mid-century modern chair will really dress up my living room. Cocus Deco has a huge selection of fabrics to choose from, including family, pet-friendly, and performance fabrics you'll love. The Cocus Deco design experts will help you with the best fabrics to match your taste and lifestyle. Once you've made those decisions, they'll help you finish the look with custom window treatments. Wow, go ahead. Now is the time to revamp the look of your home. Cocus Deco at 109 4th Street in Historic Railroad Square and online at cocasdico.com.
If only real estate came with a roadmap. A clear understanding makes all the difference.
We're excited to introduce our new Learning Series workshops, free educational events designed to increase confidence and empowerment.
If you're considering a first home, selling, right-sizing, planning for the future, or just want to understand the ins, outs, and benefits of home ownership, these workshops break it all down clearly, honestly, and without pressure.
We're teaming up with other local professionals to provide expert guidance and practical strategies you can actually use right now or in the future.
Visit our website, normanhometeam.com, check out our calendar of events, and reserve your seat.
Reach out to the Norman Home Team for a free, no-obligation conversation. Call or text 707-799-3617. Allison and Stephanie Norman are realtors at Keller Williams Realty Wine Country and hosts of the Real Estate Hour on KSRO. DRE licenses 01720334 and 0220-9237.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
And we're ready to taste some red wines from the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Association. What's our first one?
It is, the first one is from Bride Family Vineyards. It's a Cab Franc. The Cabernet Franc is the wine, the red wine on the East Coast that is produced the most. Mm. Because Cabernet Sauvignon doesn't work as well or reliably. It's subject to winter injury and to disease problems. It needs a little bit longer season, so we do much more Cab Franc.
And what are similar characteristics between Cab Franc and Cabernet Sauvignon?
It's a little bit, if for people who know Cabernet Sauvignon, mm-hmm. it's a little bit smoother typically, mm-hmm. And it's a little bit towards the lighter side yeah. compared to Cab Sauv.
Right.
Elegant, you like.
Yes, elegant.
And these are lower alcohol wines. In other words, 16-17%.
It's extremely rare that you get much above 14 on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. So you can drink a little more.
Well, exactly.
You can try more wine.
It's yep. partly a product of the fact that we have cloudy conditions lot more than out here. So it does. And the style that has been taken on has been a leaner style. We have a lot of winemakers who are from Europe originally or from South Africa or New Zealand, Australia, and even a few from UC Davis.
Sure. I agree, a little leaner on this one, but it seems like it would be a really nice food wine. I could picture it
very
just
much
being
so.
A really a nice complimentary, not going to overpower what you're eating, but really complement it nicely, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty sturdy grape too, so yeah. it can handle the cold better than Cab Sauv, or definitely better than Merlot or Syrah.
Right.
So it's recommended if you want a serious red wine, that you got to have Cab Franc in there.
I want to remind folks that the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Association is sponsoring the tasting event this afternoon from 4 to 6 in Healdsburg at the Sonoma Wine Library, which is 139 Piper Street. It's right downtown. It's $35. There'll be 24 of these extraordinary wines to taste, and maybe some nibbles or potato chips
something. Oh, yes. They'll be a little bit better than potato chips. Some nice nibbles.
I got to say, that sounds like a steal for wine country. $35, 24 wines. And when I asked, they said, you can try all 24 if you're going. So, hey.
A couple of people have.
As Steve said, bring a DD.
Yeah, or spit it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This would be a perfect afternoon to go up and spend some time in downtown Healdsburg. Weather's good.
Absolutely.
Temperatures in the
beautiful.
60s or so. Mm-hmm. Great time to taste wine. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets to some lucky listener shortly before noon. And we'll give you their names and contact. So when they check in, you'll have that at the desk.
Perfect.
That's okay?
That's all they'll need. They just come on down, and we'll know the names, and that takes care of it.
Okay, cool. We'll take a quick break. We'll move on to our next red wine from the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Commission.
Oh, man, I can't believe this.
Hey, Greg. Whoa, your car. You got sideswiped.
Yeah, just what I need, another pain in the neck.
Sorry, man. But hey, I know an auto body guy.
No thanks, I have an auto body guy.
No, seriously, you should go to Randy Hansen Auto Body.
Wow, Randy Hansen is my auto body guy.
Oh, that's awesome. I took my car there after my accident last year, and the front office people were great. I had no problem getting an appointment. The prices were super competitive. I got a free loaner car, and they did quality work. And they even dealt with the insurance company.
Time to call Randy Hansen Auto Body.
If your car's been in an accident, trust Randy Hansen Auto Body to fix it right and deal with the insurance company. After your vehicle is fixed, Randy Hansen Auto Body will even have it cleaned, sanitized, and detailed at no extra charge. In business for over 34 years, same location, same owners. Randy Hansen Auto Body, 2080 Llano Road in Santa Rosa, and online at randyhansenautobody.com.
KSRO welcomes the real change with Jeff Gilman from the Redwood Gospel Mission. On the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month at noon, Jeff and his guests explore the realities of homelessness, breaking down stigma, understanding the paths that lead there, and inspiring our community to get involved and be part of the solution. The real change with Redwood Gospel Mission on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at noon on KSRO.
It is I, George Washington. Let me tell you about a President's Day sale from Big O Tires.
No, listen to me. I'm the honest one.
I got this, Abe. It's really no big deal.
I'll make the declaration. I'm on the $100 bill.
You're not even a president, Ben.
Now through February 22nd, buy three, get one free of four select in-stock Big O branded tires with installation purchase. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Installation required. Disposal fees and shop fees extra were permitted. See store for pricing. Eligibility may vary. Not valid with other offers.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
We're tasting our way through some great wines from the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Association tasting event. Our next one is a Marquette. Talk about that.
Yes, I'll talk about it because it's near where I live. This is from a small winery called Deer Run. It's on a small Finger Lake, the furthest west. It's on the way to Buffalo, actually. But they're growing many cold hardy varieties. Marquette is a variety that was released by the University of Minnesota, I think, in 2006, and it's a complex hybrid by a complex French-American hybrid. French-American hybrids were created to combat phylloxera. If your listeners are familiar with that, that had devastated many vineyards in Europe. And they came up with hybrids that were crosses of native North American bivinifera because the native grapes of the Northeast were not to the taste of most Europeans, and indeed not to most wine consumers anywhere.
Sure.
They're very unique. So they were trying to come up with something that was hardy enough and disease resistant to phylloxera, but didn't taste so grapey. And they came up with a lot of different successful ones back in the 1880s and so. But this was from Minnesota, University of Minnesota. They came up with some very cold, hardy varieties. I think it goes down to like minus 27 Celsius, which is probably...
No, not Celsius.
Yeah, well, no.
Fahrenheit.
No, Celsius and Fahrenheit are close.
Okay.
At that...
It's hardy.
At that...
It's hardy.
Yeah, at that end of the scale. I only know that somewhat because our neck freezer was in Celsius. And anyway, very, very, very cold, hardy.
Sure. Deer Run Marquette and a reasonable $17
That's
retail
right.
for this.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, why don't we do our next one, which will be... The Cabernet? No, Cynthia. Is a blend, isn't it? Cab Franc and Cynthiana?
Yeah,
is that right?
That's correct, Cynthiana. Okay. That winery, it's Jolo is the name of the winery. It's from North Carolina.
Okay.
It's one of the largest wineries there. It's named after the two sons of the couple that own this vineyard. It's one of the bigger producers on the East Coast because we're quite small typically, about 125,000 cases. And so... Cynthiana is a clone, basically. There's a little controversy about this, of Norton. Norton has been around for a long time. This particular wine, the individual one we're pouring now, was gold at this most recent Chronicle competition.
And Norton is a true American grape. Although it probably has a little bit of... it's a complex hybrid, but it's... A variety, it's dominated by a variety that's from the southern Midwest, kind of like Oklahoma and Arkansas over there. But you'll find it all the way to Ontario and New York. But it's pretty rare to find it. So it's a different species, a wild species, and it can handle calcareous soil like you have in Europe, which so it's a good for the rootstocks.
Nice. And that's a big wine.
Big wine.
That's a big wine. Big blackberry. I got a lot of blackberry. Yeah, all kinds of interesting. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got one more, and we're ending on a Tannat.
Tannat, right.
I love saying Tannat.
Tannat.
Well, there you go. This is from Narmada Winery in Virginia. This is about an hour and a half west of Washington, D.C. in northern Virginia. The owner is a woman named Sudha Patel. She originally was a dentist. She and her husband, who was a man from, they're both from India. It was an arranged marriage, but it worked out very well for them. And they decided sort of at the end of their careers, he was an engineer, that they wanted to do a winery. And she studied under the top winemaker in Virginia, according to most people, Jim Law. She does a lovely job.
Really different.
And it sounds somewhat Indian. Narmada. Doesn't that sound like some greeting you would say?
Sure.
Narmada Winery and Tannat. And is this from, did you say Virginia? Yeah, Virginia also.
Right.
So we've tasted wines from Virginia. We've tasted North Carolina. We have tasted
New York.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow, fabulous. And will these wines be poured at the event this afternoon?
They will. All of these varietals that we have will be poured this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
How fun.
For more information, what is the website for the Atlantic Seaboard Wine Commission?
It's ASWA, that's Atlantic Seaboard Wine Association, winesplural.org.
Great. A lot of interesting information on there, and you can find out about a lot of these varietals that I certainly didn't know very much about.
And this
Thank
has
you.
Been a dream of mine since we first met 15 years ago, is to do a little car journey along the East Coast. And
There's
stop
still time.
At some of these wineries. It would be so exciting.
Right. Very and fun. We've made a serious invitation to Steve and
I'm
Annette
kinda surprised
to come
he
and do
hasn't
that.
Come out yet.
Well, we'll get him there.
Thanks for guilt tripping me.
I'm working on
it. It's for good cause. It's for good cause.
I would love to, because every time I have these, I rediscover. I have the bias of being a West Coast wine guy, and pretty much our Pinots, Chardons, Sauvignon Blanc, Cabernets, Zinfandels, they're all great. But. They taste like those varietals.
Right.
And when you taste these wines,
they're different.
These really wake up the palate.
Mm-hmm.
These are really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
They're very different and intriguing. So thank you for bringing them to our attention today.
Thank you for having us. Steve, it was great meeting you.
Thank you very much, Steve. This is wonderful.
So I may show up at your door with a finger like.
Please do.
And Emily, too. She's not sure.
You never know.
And thank you, Grant.
Absolutely.
And Emily, we will see you next week.
Sounds like a deal.
In the KSRO kitchen. Thanks for listening, everyone.
K278CD, KSRO, Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After initially saying the shooting death of Alex Preddy, the veteran's critical care nurse in Minneapolis, was justified and will be lead investigated by Homeland Security, this today from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
There's a lot of discussion going on.